Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Rich Weber, Chief Pilot for the Jacksonville Sheriff's Aviation Unit and aviation speaker from Jacksonville, Florida, who is today's host.
Good morning and welcome back. I'm your host, Rich Weber, with the Florida Aviation Network. We're broadcasting live in the clear from the Howard Hughes exhibit in the Florida Air Museum. It's Sun and Fun 2013, the 39th annual Splash In Exhibit Expo. And with me today, I have a special guest, Ravi the Raviator. Welcome, Ravi.
Thank you, Rich. It's glad, great to be here.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you taking time to come and spend some time with us and give us a little recap and an update of what's been going on with you during Sun and Fun this week.
Well, you know, this has been one of the busiest shows now. You know, it's I think my fifth year here since I just became a pilot in 2008. My first year, actually, I wasn't yet a pilot. I was a student pilot when I came here. Right. So inspiring. But now here in year five, we've had a really wonderful week of doing some really good work, really looking at Lights Lean House's new mission of turning aviation and Sun and Fun into really an aviation educational center, and not yes. just a fly-in, even though that's one of its greatest assets. Mm-hmm. This is a phenomenal air show, but really focusing on the education. And what I've been doing, you know, I'm very honored to this year be Sun and Fun's honorary outreach ambassador, and so that has allowed me to go into schools and meet with kids, hundreds of kids every day, and talk to them about the magic of flight, about the opportunity to participate in one of humanity's greatest achievements.
Absolutely.
And I think it's so important for kids because I want them to go from looking down to looking up again.
You know? Absolutely. It gives them a whole different perspective.
Well, absolutely. You know, with all the technology and amazing things that we have in our pockets, unfortunately, I think the younger generation is forgetting about all the amazing natural technology and exciting things that we have all around us. And what shows like Sun and Fun do is it throws it in our face. It reminds us of mm-hmm. how amazing, of the amazing things that we've accomplished in aviation.
I think so. And I think what, you know, a lot of kids, some of them, they'll look up at, you know, they'll hear an airplane, they'll look up in the sky. There's some that don't, but after you talk to them, it kind of starts giving them a different mindset, and they're thinking differently. So now they're going to hear an airplane, they're going to hear a helicopter,
yeah,
and they're going to look up, and it's going to give them some. It's going to be thought provoking, I think.
Well, you know, I think we know that that people by nature are fascinated with flight because it's something we can't do. You know, one of the things I talk about is you can push me out a door and I'll walk on the ground. You can push me on a boat, off a boat, and I'm naturally going to float. There's just nothing natural about what we do up there.
Absolutely.
We have defeated gravity.
Yes.
And it really is an incredible accomplishment. And I think when you enable the kids to recognize that, they start to become quite fascinated with the concept of, wow, maybe I can be part of something that is that great and be part of that quote-unquote club of aviators.
Right, something not everybody can do.
Well, exactly, and you know that's one of the things I talk about in my presentations too. We keep telling kids, come on, you can learn to fly a plane. Anyone can do it. Anyone can do it. You know, mm-hmm. come on, a monkey can do it. It's the worst message in the world to be sending to these kids. So that's why my presentation is called You Can Do It, and it's really about empowering the individual to reach his or her potential. And what greater opportunity to discover one's own potential than to put yourself in the cockpit of a small plane, take off, see the world from a different perspective, and safely land on the ground.
Absolutely. You know, and that kind of goes with, I was talking with George Pertesco with the Central Florida Aerospace Academy and the Astronaut Challenge.
Yeah.
And that's something that's, you know, it really challenges the students, just like with what you're doing, talking to these kids. It challenges them to kind of, you know, take that next step and reach out and give it some more thought and also gives them some more desires and dreams.
Yeah. Well, I think, well, you know, that's part of it is, you know, really live your dream. Pursue your happiness, learn your craft, mm-hmm. live your dream. And that's sort of my closing line on the presentations and the STEM education aspect. You know, and let's not forget now, I'm a guitar player by trade.
Right.
So I'm into this STEM to STEAM concept and make sure that we get the arts into it too, because learning to fly an airplane does require language arts, right? We have to be concise and eloquent on the radio. We have to think before we speak. We have to know how to communicate our intentions.
Absolutely.
And that's a very valuable skill in addition to the science, technology, engineering, and math that one applies in a cockpit. You know, I talk to teachers often too and say, you know, you want to teach a kid how to budget a household, first teach them how to budget fuel. Right. And budgeting fuel is really the same thing as yes. Budgeting household. The consequences are much more dire, though.
Yes.
And that's what makes you learn, really efficiently and effectively. Mm-hmm. And it applies to everything in life.
That is good. But that's important. Just what you said, that's important. It's critical that you manage your fuel, because if you don't, there's going to be some serious consequences.
Well, absolutely. And it's a heck of an incentive to really learn. And once you do learn, it becomes second nature. It applies to everything that you do in life. You know, mm-hmm. I travel 200 days a year. I have a pretty busy schedule. And that means I leave my house a lot. Before I became a pilot, I was the guy that was running back into the house five times. Make sure the coffee pot is off. Make sure, it didn't leave an iron on or whatever it is. Well, now I have a flow through my house. It takes 90 seconds.
Like a mental checklist?
Absolutely. Where did I learn flow? In my flight training. Mm-hmm. I didn't even, as a musician, when I go on stage, I'm never going to strum my guitar and not have a sound. Why? Because I have a flow. And it's the most efficient way to live life.
Yeah.
And that's learned, in my opinion, in the cockpit of an airplane better than in any other environment.
Absolutely. That's a good message that you're sending.
Yeah. And I think the teachers really grab onto that, too. And that's really part of the battle is, I want the teachers to recognize how valuable aviation is in terms of inspiring their students to really, really want to learn. Mm-hmm. Somebody taught me trigonometry in school. I didn't remember it.
Boring.
But I learned it in the cockpit.
You didn't like it.
It in the cockpit without knowing it.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean?
Well, that's the thing that aviation does with these kids. It's going to get them to think differently about math.
Yeah.
They're not going to hate it. They're not going to say, oh, man, this is boring.
Practical application. Absolutely.
Practical application. They can do something with it then, and they can have fun with it. And that makes a whole different learning environment as well.
And, you talk about the challenges. I mean, one of my challenges yesterday was at one of the schools here where we did a large assembly for the middle and high school at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, Friday. Right? What happens at 2 o'clock? Dismissal.
Uh-oh.
2 o'clock weekend, I thought these kids were going to be itching to get out of there. I tell you, 2:30, they were still asking questions. They wanted to know, what happens if the engine cuts off? Were you scared the first time that you got in a small airplane? They were very curious about it, and I was very honest with them. You bet I was scared the first time I was in a small airplane. And you know what? I conquered my fears. And that's what you need to do if you're going to live your dream. So really try and put out a lot of messages like that.
Excellent. That keeps them interested And you obviously made a great impression, because when that bell rang at 2 o'clock, they weren't bailing out.
I'll tell you, that was a test I wasn't expecting to take, and it was great. And I'm really flattered and honored that I maybe passed that test, because that's the message of Sun and Fun. That is the message that Sun and Fun needs to be getting out of there, is that beyond anything else, this is an amazing thing. And let's talk about bringing them now, the next step, from the schools to the grounds here, to the campus, where you got the CFAA here, a wonderful facility, Central Florida Aerospace Academy, that keep a 2.75 grade point average. They're going to pay for 75% of your private. So what does that do? I tell these kids this, at least 25% on your shoulders. But you can volunteer for the equivalent of $10 an hour and pay off that 25%. And you're looking at me like you didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that until this week either. It's an amazing program that they have here.
That's good.
To help people get in the air. And then once you come and you look at the air show itself, and, let's not forget, this year we have not just a Friday night air show, but a Saturday night air show too. And that's something new for Sun and Fun. And a two-night air show. I mean, the night air shows are beautiful.
Yes, they are. They are spectacular.
They are, and it's a whole different perspective. And this is really a way that people can come out and enjoy Sun and Fun, not just under the sun, but under the stars as well.
Absolutely. And they can get the most for their admission as well. They can stay even longer.
Absolutely. You know? Aviation isn't just a daytime affair.
Right, exactly. Well, this morning we had the balloon launch.
Yeah.
What an awesome sight that is, because that doesn't happen every year.
Yep.
And
what is that, once every 3-4 years or something like that, I'm told?
Yes. So that gave a good start for the day, and there's all day today, and there's tomorrow, too, so there's plenty of things to do. Now, did you happen to make the air show last night?
I did. Oh, you bet.
Tell
I wouldn't
us about
miss
it.
That. Well, it was a very, of course, the weather, we weren't sure what we were going to be encountering in the evening, but the weather turned out really nicely. And frankly, when there's some clouds up there, I think sometimes it's even more graceful seeing some of those illuminations weaving in and out of the clouds.
Yes.
And it's quite spectacular, really, when you think about it.
And think about the skill and everything that they have to be flying at night.
Yeah.
and to put on the show at night. So
well, absolutely. And then when you look at all just the different things, all the formation flying, all the beautiful lights, the helicopter that flies, the jet. What is it? The jet. I couldn't see it on the ground from where I was, but that's an amazing thing. And really all the power that's displayed. And then that fireworks show last night. Was absolutely spectacular. I mean, there was nobody was holding back on those fireworks. That was a very beautiful pyrotechnic production.
Yeah, Sun and Fun is just amazing. It's just what a great place to come. And once again, like you said, we're getting the children here, you know, the young kids and up through adolescence.
That's the point, Rich. You know, this is not just an air show.
Right.
It is a great air show, but this is really an organization, a year-round organization that is doing so much good, not just for aviation, but for STEM education, and really using aviation as a tool to go out there and make, what are we saying here at Sun and Fun, a brighter future through aviation,
yes.
Right? And there's nothing maybe more relevant and apropos about that than going out to the schools and mm-hmm. creating a brighter future through
and
aviation.
And it is important. And with all you hear about is the pilot shortage. So
you
with
bet.
That now, we've got to be preparing our future with our with our children and bringing them up. So
well, let's look at the statistics, right? Boeing projects 460,000 pilots needed by 2030. You look at the FAA statistics over the past 10 years, those getting their private pilot license, the numbers that they've issued has decreased by 41%. You look at AOPA statistics on flight training, we've got an 80% dropout rate. So there are a lot of things that we need to do. We need to not just address bringing people into aviation. We got to start keeping them in aviation
and find out why we're having this dropout rate, why we don't have this interest. And I think that there are some things that are being done with, like everything we're talking about, going out to the schools and having some of these schools and having some scholarships and some incentives
right.
But looking at that and finding out why is it happening and what can we do about it?
Well, you know, a lot of it is the airline experience that people have. A lot of the airline, we all know the difficulties and challenges that the airline industry is having in mm-hmm. its growth and in the global demand for more airline travel. And then as a flight training industry, we really got to look at the way we train pilots and the efficiency of how we train pilots. I mean, we in general aviation, I believe, need to start recognizing that we have to create the most efficient and therefore economical route from the kid in school to the right seat of a commercial airliner. I think that's a very important role that general aviation needs
Absolutely.
To play.
Absolutely. And the role that we play is our role models. For these kids and how they're trained, and because I think that's what I'm hearing and gathering too is an issue of how some of them just maybe have the stick and rudder, some of them flying these new glass cockpits.
Sure.
You put them in an old with steam gauges and they're kind of lost. And,
yeah. Oh,
and
absolutely.
I even had an interview with somebody who talked about that and just how over time we need to kind of remember to stay back to basics because it's still crucial to it's.
You know, airmanship is very important. I mean, this is really what aviation is about, especially in general aviation. I do think we have to recognize, though, that in the commercial industry, it is now becoming more of a systems operation. Mm-hmm. And we can't neglect that because, right. Stick and rudder skills are important for being a great pilot. I don't think anybody can debate that. But it perhaps isn't really the most primary, the primary function any longer of a commercial airline pilot.
Right.
And we can't kick and scream against that. We have to accept that and train for that.
Absolutely, because we've come a long way in aviation and through mechanics as well. Things are more automated, but for the better.
Absolutely. Commercial aviation is the safest it's ever been.
Right.
And it just continues to get safer. So, mm-hmm. It is a remarkable career path. For people, and the dynamics are constantly going to shift with natural market forces. So I'm not too concerned about that, actually. But I really want to encourage people, kids, boys, and girls. There's a real missed opportunity,
Right.
Let's face it, the commercial airline cockpit is one of the few places in the world where a woman doesn't have to fight for equal pay. And that's a great asset that we have. And that's because of the seniority system. And this is a wonderful industry for young ladies, young women around the world. Global's another big thing. We got to think
sure.
big and
we
think global.
We got to think big. Everybody's thinking big.
Absolutely.
Now.
Around the world to consider a career in aviation. This is as much for them as anybody else. And we got to do a better job of inviting the other gender,
right?
The prettier gender into this industry because it is a wonderful opportunity for everyone.
And I think that even goes even on the commercial side, the military side too. You know, women in the military and in aviation, that's, you know, becoming more and more prominent. We see that. So
absolutely. So, and the more we see it, the more we will continue to see it, because these women that are in aviation already or you know, in the military are role models for younger women. And so we need to put them out in front. We need to you know, make sure that they are as much the face of aviation as anyone else, because then they will naturally, just by that placement, will inspire others to follow.
They will.
I sat at the air show last night. I sat next to a very nice lady who also happens to be a 747 captain. And that's my passion, to fly
exactly.
747. And she was so impressive. And I'll tell you, when I see a lady that has accomplished that, I just feel that much more appreciation for everything that we do in this industry.
In the whole industry.
Absolutely. Because it's wonderful to try to break some of those barriers that do exist in society. And we can break some of those barriers right here in aviation.
Absolutely. Because I know it hadn't been an easy road for some. But those things are changing, and it's really coming around, and gives them a lot of opportunity and rewarding for all of us in return too. So
yeah, the world would be a better place if more people pursued their dreams.
Absolutely,
absolutely.
What's so you had about 3 visits of the school visits?
We've done school visits
just
every
the last
day.
Couple days?
Oh yeah, every day at the fly-in. We've gone out. Yesterday I did 2 schools, and these kids are absolutely remarkable. Absolutely remarkable.
Excellent.
That rapt attention, and their teachers, you know, come up to me afterwards and they say, I just haven't seen the kids sit still for so long. Mm-hmm. And, you know, part of my angle is I'm still a relatively low-hour pilot. I'm kind of a new kid in this industry still, mm-hmm. from trying to hold on to that. But I have flown over a dozen aircraft. And I've
Excellent.
Flown twins, I've flown float planes, I've flown a helicopter, I've flown a Cessna 182 diesel from Paris to the coast of Normandy. I've done a lot of very cool things. And all of those videos are in my PowerPoint. And these kids can see how quickly they can go from the seat that they're sitting in. I mean, let's face it, if you can do that in your first 100 hours, let's do the math here. What is 100 hours, really? It's 4 days, 24 hours in a day.
Right.
So I often talk about these kids. You know, the difference here between everything you're seeing is only 4 days. That's how accessible aviation is for you.
Now, I've got a question. Can these kids go to your website, ravitheraviator.com?
Yeah, theraviator.com,
the
which is just the aviator with an R in front of
right.
it, in the middle of it. And of course they can go there, and of course they can find me on Facebook and Twitter, at theraviator. So there's a lot of opportunities, and I love to hear from them, and you know, because I do travel a lot, means I also have some time on airplanes to answer emails,
answer some
so
questions,
I'm
and get
more
back
than happy
with them
to,
and
yeah.
give them some progression and some direction.
Absolutely,
excellent. Well, thanks for taking the time out to meet with
pleasure.
Us today.
Always a pleasure,
and it's always enjoyable talking with you. And thanks for all that you're doing for them too.
Thank you.
I'm your host, Rich Weber, with the Florida Aviation Network, and we've got to cut it off for now, but we'll be back with you. So stay tuned.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website to hear past programs.